This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some 100 Ukrainian troops have arrived at Oklahoma's Fort Sill to begin training on the Patriot missile defense system, getting Kyiv closer to obtaining the long-sought protection against Russia's missile attacks. Ukraine for months requested that the U.S. provide the Patriot surface-to-air missile system because it can target aircraft, cruise missiles, and shorter-range ballistic missiles. Meanwhile, at a speech in Berlin, Poland's prime minister is saying that there is no need to procrastinate as he urges to do more for Ukraine.
Ukraine's defeat may become a prelude to World War III. Therefore, today, there is no reason to block support for Kyiv, to procrastinate. Thus, I call for decisive actions by German government on all sorts of weapons to be delivered to Ukraine.
Vute Morawiecki speaking. The death toll from a weekend Russian missile strike on an apartment building in the southeastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro has now risen to 40. That makes Saturday's strike one of the war's deadliest single attacks in months. Authorities say that the multi-story residential tower housed about 1,700 people and 30 remain missing Monday, while 39 survivors have been taken away from the building's ruins so far. The Kremlin spokesman said that the Russian military does not target residential buildings and suggested the building was hit as a result of Ukrainian air defense actions. Meanwhile, Western analysts pointed to signs indicating the Kremlin is digging in for a drawn-out war in Ukraine. This is VOA News. Top House Republicans are once again criticizing U.S. President Joe Biden and his team for their handling of classified documents after Biden's time in office as vice president. Democrats like Representative Adam Schiff are welcoming assessments on national security.
I still would like to see Congress do its own assessment.
Amid an aging society and plunging birth rate, China's National Bureau of Statistics reported the country had
a stark contrast between Biden's handling of secret papers and former U.S. President Donald Trump, including how Biden's team immediately contacted the National Archives upon discovery, while Trump's lawyers refused to comply with the investigation for months. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said Monday that his nation's effort to be carbon neutral by 2050 would rely in part on returning to nuclear power, even though his predecessor had tried to move away from atomic power. Yoon's comments at a summit in the United Arab Emirates made front the country's leader and served the underlying Seoul commitment to nuclear power as it works to finish the Arabian Peninsula's first atomic power plant. Police in Albuquerque, New Mexico have arrested a failed Republican state legislative candidate in connection with shootings at or near the homes or offices of Democratic lawmakers. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Authorities say Solomon Pina was angry over losing the election last November and made baseless claims that the election was rigged against him. Pina was arrested at his home by a SWAT team for the alleged drive-by shootings. Albuquerque Police Chief Harold Medina described Pina as the mastermind of what appears to be a politically motivated criminal conspiracy leading to four shootings at or near the homes of two county commissioners and two state legislators. Pina himself is accused of pulling the trigger in one of the crimes. I'm Norman Hall.
China has announced the first overall population decline in recent years amid an aging society and plunging birth rate. The National Bureau of Statistics reported mainland China had 850,000 fewer people at the end of 2022 than over the previous year. That left a total of 1.41175 billion. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.